Steamrolled. Project Enterprise Book 4 by Pauline Baird Jones. Narrated by Becky Boyd. Prologue. He felt their fear, inhaled it deep into his lungs. Savored it like a fine wine. He'd waited a long time for them to be afraid. Typical bureaucrats. They'd argue and debate, pretend it wasn't that bad, do anything but see the signs until it was too late. The Time Council always waited too long. Ironic, when they had all the time in the universe to be right. Chapter 1. Time is persistent, and often cranky. Ash had learned these immutable truths during her relatively short stint in the Time Service. Okay, so almost everything was relative in the service. But inside the stream, with sparks striking off her protective gear, cranky felt like an understatement. Lurch kept her stomach in place through the turbulent spots, one of the benefits of hosting a nanite. But she was glad they were closing on the base. She slowed, preparing for reintegration into base time, then gave a kick that would land her just off square. Didn't like arriving where expected. She sensed Lurch's mental sigh over her side slip. He preferred precision to surprise, though he wouldn't admit it, or concede the wisdom in retaining a small measure of paranoia. She softened her knees for the coming jolt against Terra Firma, but nothing prepared her for landing on a Terra that wasn't Firma. She skidded a few feet, even managed to stay upright for several of those feet, before tumbling to a stop against a large tree. While she deployed a random selection of the billion or so swear words she'd learned from Lurch, he sent repair nanites into areas of her body impacted by the messy landing. When she'd caught her breath, she crawled out from under the tree, not easy with multiple tremors wrenching the Terra in several directions at once, and stared up at the multiple explosive impacts slamming into the protective shields. That explained the tremors, but not the reason for the impacts. The outpost is under attack. Really? I hadn't noticed. When he failed to respond to her completely justified sarcasm, she started to clear her mental throat for round two. Outpost? The island on the Keeks Ocean hadn't been called outpost into maybe 300 years. Are you having a senior moment? He was passing his 500th Earth year. He didn't like it when she started adding his age up in Gradian seasons, so she only added those up when he'd seriously annoyed her. And she felt like doing the math, which wasn't that often, since he declined to assist in that particular process. We aren't on the base. Guess he didn't like the senior moment, Dick. Well, she didn't like the implication she'd landed in the wrong time, though she had to concede it was the wrong place. This wasn't the landing square, or even its close cousin. But other than the under-attack part, this looked like the base and smelled like the base.
I did not miss the mark by several hundred years.
I suspect the mark missed you.
Not helping.
No matter what one called it, this island was a fixed point on the planet of Keek. It's not like the base had changed that much since its rediscovery, or the many seasons of Gradian time that had passed. It had been timeless before it became the Time Service base. It had even recovered from the battle damage incurred during the conflict with the Dusan 500 Earth years ago. Take a closer look. Overhead, red and gold highlighted the area the shields protected. She frowned as her brain processed the visual recording. Only the center section of the island appeared to be under attack, which should not be possible. Ash started and quickly stalled on what to ask. Lurch's pause was both overlong and unusual. In her experience, he tended to provide answers before she could think the questions. It wasn't easy sharing her brain with the venerable nanite, and she had to assume it wasn't easy being in her less-than-venerable head, though he'd never thought it where she could hear it. He'd acquired a lot of tact in the years since he'd achieved sentience. While she didn't know exactly when it was, she did know it was a tiny fraction of the time behind her.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?